Welcome, welcome, welcome into That's Your Opinion with the one and only Fred Smoot, who is he's in mighty fine shape these days. Chick Hernandez here along with the Amish one, Cy Fenwick, but I've seen Fred now in person. Keeps himself in shape, which, you know, a lot of guys who leave the game don't keep themselves in shape.
I don't think it's the option, Chick. They want to keep themselves in shape.
You think so?
I think it's all DNA with me, man. I can eat bad. I can eat all I want to. I won't gain a lot of weight. Come on. When I played football and was in the best shape of my life, I was the skinniest guy on the field.
Yeah. What did you weigh back then?
My first game, I weighed 175 pounds.
Holy shit. 175.
Yeah. I eventually got up to like 190-some. As age started to kick in, but
well, yeah,
175 pounds is what I played at.
Good God, man. Well, you know, it's Chet, you know, Ocho Cinco, same way about, you know, eating whatever he wants. He's a McDonald's guy for freaking 24/7. I still don't understand that. Really bad.
Hey, genetics, the right two people. That's all you need, because I got DBs that didn't got fat. I got offensive linemen that didn't got skinny. I didn't got defensive linemen that didn't got bigger. So it don't matter what position you play.
O-line guys generally get smaller because they were built to stay big.
Yep, they had to fight. They had to fight to keep their weight on. And right. Running backs usually get fat, right? Because running backs was usually always supposed to be fat, but they was in the best shape of their life, so right. They stayed around 220, 230, 240. When they finished football, you're talking about 300 easy.
That's what Zeke Elliott's doing now while he's playing. Ooh, is that a shot at the Cowboys? It was.
Hey, it's shots fired. At least they got a name.
We'll get to the name in a second. I got something for you. Bet Online, by the way. July is underway, as you know, and a great month for sports. If you're into sports betting, you guys into sports betting?
Oh, yes. Why not?
Yep.
Yeah. Amish is betting on his fiance. Bet Online is where you can find it. From the NBA and the hockey playoffs to baseball's marquee matchups, including prop bets, and futures. BetOnline has all the latest odds, news, and information for all your online sports betting needs. Visit the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So before your next tip-off, face-off, or pitch, head on over to BetOnline and start playing today. The name. So this week, Jason Wright, who we're still trying to get on the show. I love how the organization just keeps blowing me off. It's fun. I'm having a great time with it. But they say through the emails that we are going to talk to Jason Wright at some point. But he came out this week and said we're on schedule for 2022 early for the new name of the Washington football team. We have discussed it here as far as being the WFC. At least that's what I think. And some folks have piggybacked on that. Thank you very much, Washington media.
No, call them out. We don't do that on this show. We don't throw these zealous punches and not let people know who we're talking about. You say, thanks, Washington media. Who are you talking about that you think was listening to our last podcast and we regurgitated it word for word, verbatim?
Yeah, I mean, Darren Haynes over at Channel 9, I think, you know, he came up with something that last week, and I'm like, I'm watching this going, now, wait a second. Now, it's certainly possible that he could have come up with the same conclusion. It's just awfully ironic that he came up with it a few days after we talked about that and talked about the two specific instances, the NFL draft and Dan Snyder's statement. So it was interesting. But Wright has come out and said, listen, we're not doing Warriors whatsoever. They are getting as far away from any connotation to Native Americans. I'm all for it, and I have said it here time and time again, the moves that they have made here in the last year and a half and the people they're putting in place. And Jason Wright, one of the better spokesmen this organization has had in an awfully long time. I mean, how refreshing is it, by the way? If you watch social media and you watch Jason Wright, you listen to Jason Wright, that's why I want to have him on the podcast, how refreshing is his perspective and his eloquence compared to one Bruce Allen?
It's day and night. And I think everything over there right now is day and night. Everybody's about business and everybody's about doing their job. You don't see anybody bleeding into nobody else's job. Everybody does their job. He handles the presentation. He handles the message that's being sent. And I tried to go out myself and say, you know what? Why did they just pick the Warriors to say, out of these 30 names on the list, uh-huh. this is the one guaranteed. Like, this is the black sheep. It doesn't have a chance. What made them focus and say, you know, the Warriors is out the picture? I think they did that to say anything with the connotation of Native American, don't even think about it.
Correct. Yeah, I think that's your spot on there. So anybody who's thinking about anything that could be even closely related to Native Americans, you can forget that. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah, well, it would be stupid to pick any name that is even remotely close to controversial in any way at this point.
Yeah, it's true. Fred and I talked last night, and I asked the question, this organization has done some, you know, the last 2 years made some really, really good moves, but this is a huge, huge decision. And historically, over the last two decades plus, they have butchered decision making. And I asked Fred, is there any chance they get this right? And do you think they will get this right?
I am. You know how you anxious as a kid, in all 30 days of December, you got to walk past that Christmas tree and wonder what's in that box? That anticipation kills you, and you're looking for the boxes with your name on it. You're trying to figure out what size you. That's what all us doing when it comes to this name situation. All us patiently wait, hoping the one that we voted for or won't be the one pick. And that's why I said, I don't think it's ever going to be, did they pick the wrong one? It's, you can't make everybody happy, one.
Sure.
Two, are you doing it with our identity or not? Three, is it something that the kids in the future can grow up, be a part of, and identify with? Those are the questions that need to be answered.
They're looking for new money, right? I mean, new money's got to come in. The young folks who are going to be behind the squad, hopefully a winning organization, will jump on board, just like those folks did back when the Art War was there and this franchise is running. This town will flip upside down if they win, and they will jump on that proverbial bandwagon and jump on hard and pack that sucker.
We're considering that the best talent on this team is under the age 25. They right. come with their own youth movement. Right. Like, considering that John Allen is a local, Chase Young is a local, Kendall Fuller is a local, with all these, Gandy Golden is a local, with all them, they come with a youth movement. Can you trap, hold, and make sure the fan base grows with you? And that's why I say picking this name is a lot. Think about it. People don't remember the Bullets having the fan base they used to have.
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm. They simply chose the wrong name and blew it. All right. Yeah. So there goes the example right there of what not to do. This, you don't go from something admired and loved and go to something that's the worst mascot in sports, period. You cannot do that.
Still the worst, no, you're not Raptors. I mean, there's no Raptors in Toronto.
All I can say about this, a Raptor is, they did walk this earth, and they are vicious, all right? So I can get behind a Raptor, all right? I like what they got going. That's fine. But a Wizard.
You're saying there's no Wizards?
Fred, don't bring up Gandalf. I was going to say, I challenge you, Fred. I challenge you to go back and watch all of both The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, and you cannot stand there or sit there with a straight face and tell me he's not a badass. I agree. I don't like the wizard's name. I don't like the wizard's name.
I never wanted to be a part of wizardry in my life.
I don't like the wizard's name, but don't badmouth Gandalf. Like, leave Gandalf out of this. That's a different discussion.
No. Gandalf goes under the name Wizard.
Oh, all right? Lord.
All right? He's a wizard. All right, a wizard is a witch without a hat. All right, and that's what he is. All right, that's what he is. And I'm sorry.
Well, Loki's kind of a wizard under that kind of.
Here we go. Now the nerd portion of our show.
Well, the season finale was tonight. That's a whole nother discussion.
Listen, even the kids at the Wizards game don't get excited.
I agree. I don't like the name. I agree with you on that. I'm just saying, stop dissing Gandalf. He's a badass.
I understand your affinity for wizards. I understand this, but you know Harry Potter is not on the wall of any 22-year-old. Right? You know this. And Gandalf, if he's on your wall as a 22-year-old,
it might be on Amish's wall.
He's not on my wall, but he's still a badass.
You think Harry Potter would put more hair on your face for that, whatever that beard thing you got working on right now?
I know.
That
is.
Hey, yeah. Listen, you know what? We as a group can say the worst mascot did from the East Coast.
I agree.
Coast, I mean, from the Mississippi.
I agree. Here, I'm just saying, don't diss Gandalf. Okay. You know, don't right. put him in this. Leave him out of this.
You know, Gandalf can hang with the Orlando Magic. Maybe he one of them wizards. All right? Maybe he run with them.
Don't diss Gandalf is the title of this podcast. That's tremendous. Concerning the Washington football team, Brandon Scherff will be with the tag for the second straight year. He'll get $18 million, will the right guard. Fifth overall pick in 2015, four-time Pro Bowler. The issue with Scherff is availability, right? He missed two games in 2017, eight games in 2018, five in 2019, and three games last year. You want your bell cow to be there, you know, all the time, a Trent Williams kind of deal, although Trent did miss, you know, with the whole head thing. Scherff, Thursday is the deadline. As we tape this, the deadline's still there. I don't see the team getting it done. So now he plays for either his next contract with Washington or some other team out there goes, this guy balled out this year, and he's going to get paid.
Hey, first of all, it's called in sports, period, inadequate value. All right. When you get a Scherff, even though he's ranked as a top five, I think top two guard in football, watch that film, please. Because I watched him get kicked out of the club involuntarily a couple of times this year, like you said. And when he was on the field. All right. Scherff does play well. I just don't think I could pay him top two, top three. Guard money. Okay. I can't. And I just don't see this coach, Rivera, doing that with anybody.
Right, right.
Doing that with anybody. Yeah. All right? If the person at your position got $100 million, he's still trying to give you 90. All right? They're just going to be what is going to be. That's the tempo. And I said inadequate value is what you get with Scherff. Is he a good player? Yes, he is. Very good. Is he a great player? No, I played against Larry Allen. I know what one of those looked like.
Well, yes. Right? So Larry at the end of the day, building.
I understand why coach is hesitant, one, to shine him. Three, understanding that, hey, I can still put the tag on you and still give us time to negotiate. Now, think about this. Trent Williams is the number one rated tackle in the NFL. So imagine that we still had Trent and Scherff. Scherff would still be an afterthought because we'll still be slobbering over Trent. Yeah. All right? So don't let his value go up because somebody exited. Just because somebody got kicked out of Supremes don't mean the Supremes ain't still the Supreme.
Don't be shitting on Mary Wilson now, okay?
All right, I'm just telling.
Old school. Size going, who? What? Where?
Mary Wilson, who? He like, who? Did she marry Gandalf? No,
No, she did not. All right, so Scherff is going to be with the tag. I'm going to watch Morgan Moses with the Jets. He can be fun to watch, I think, just to, you know.
Moses,
to see guys who go away and do well. I want them to do well.
Me too. But in the Bible, it say Moses parted the Red Sea, all right?
Uh-huh.
And this Moses right here ain't never parted the Red Sea for us to run a running back through there. All right, that's all I know.
Come on.
Hey.
I'm a pretty good.
I'm gonna follow a whole nother Moses. Moses Jenkins from the east side of California.
What? Moses who?
Jenkins.
Okay, Moses Jenkins. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. That's it for NFL. We got so All-Star game was played the other night. I no juice for me. No juice.
Tony. Hey, listen to me. He could play.
He can. Yeah, well, he that's can play. The amazing. That was the amazing thing is to have the starting pitcher also be in the home run derby and be the leadoff batter. And he's just a badass. They say
he's the best thing since Babe Ruth.
Because he can pitch and hit like Babe. I mean, he rocks home runs. Then he can also go on the mound and pitches 100 miles an hour.
And did you know that he hasn't – they asked him, since he pitch all the time, how much do he take BP? Do he take batting practice? Never. Right. Right? Not one day. No, it's just coach. I feel like he'd let me in. All right. Bam. 20 home runs. That's what I'm talking about. That's what's making it different. This is who the kid from the Angels, Mike Trout, was supposed to have all this pool. But for right. Mike Trout to make all the money he's made, he could walk past me in the food line out of Wegmans, and I wouldn't know who he was. All right? And that's the shame of it. I see baseball is taking his market, his marketing skills to another level with Vlad Guerrero Jr. And Tatis Jr. They're right. really putting them out there. My boy Judge, Aaron Judge, is kind of falling into the background.
A little bit.
He can't stay healthy. That's the key with him. But they're doing a better job of marketing these young players, and Ohtani seems to be one of them.
What do you think of what took place with Stephen A. Smith, who obviously has said a lot of outlandish things in the day? I didn't see the original comments, but I did tune in and saw his apology, which, as far as apologies go, and as far as apologies
are they saying he said wrong? What are they saying he said wrong?
He was just basically befuddled by the fact that Ohtani
doesn't speak English,
has to use an interpreter, and he'll never be, you know, the darling superstar. Of baseball. He'll
yeah, basically baseball it was interpreted the way, basically what people were upset about was it seems people took it that Stephen A. said that if you can't speak English, you can't be the face of the game.
Right.
Well,
right.
I watch Yao Ming with an interpreter and be the face of the NBA.
Yeah.
With Shaq in it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And you just brought up Mike Trout. When's the last time you heard Mike Trout
talk? I don't even know how Mike Trout sounds.
Right.
All right? I wouldn't know Mike Trout if he was on Saturday Night Live. I would like just a voiceover. Like, that's the thing about it. If I don't know how you look, how you sound, and you the number one guy in the sport, yeah. they not doing something right. I'm right. sorry.
No, I thought the apology was sufficient. I think he got enough people. It wasn't like bosses. It was like the country, the world going, dude, what in the fuck are you talking about? Shut up.
It's international. Everything's international now. You want to know why we getting our butt kicked in basketball internationally
now?
Boy. Because guess what? They've been caught up. You look at every NBA draft the last 10 years, and 10 out of the top, 6 out of the top 10 is international players. Yeah. Right? We play in Nigeria, starting 4 out of starting 5 people on their starting 5, play in the NBA, start in the NBA. So, yes, if you're telling me the Kingslayer, a.k.a. Luka Lannister, one of the best in the NBA, he's an international player. Like, the MVP of the NBA, Giannis, he's an international player. Like, what are you talking about? Internationally is here. And guess what? The more time they spend here, the easier the English is to translate.
I guess. And some guys take it and run with it. Back in the day, Mario Lemieux in hockey, French-Canadian who spoke French all of his life and decided that, you know what? If I learn English and as good as I am, I will have marketing opportunities. The dude owns the Pittsburgh Penguins now because of all those opportunities. He learned the language as opposed to, what's his name, Jaromir Jagr, who decided, screw it, I ain't doing it. He did know English, but he chose not to do it, and he was not marketable. Great player, but not marketable. I'm laughing at the NBA or the Team USA. They've lost a few games. The best part is these guys are so used to getting calls, and these international refs are like, why are you looking at me? You're not getting that call. Go back down the court and keep playing. Shut up. I love that.
You know? Mm-hmm. And this team got to learn how to play together. You know, these guys are feeling fatigued from the season.
Yep.
Absolutely. Short season. I will not be shocked if they lose. It's just much compound stuff in it. And I don't see a lot of true point guards on this team. Not a lot of rim protection.
The way the team was built, the fact that the teams from the other nations have kind of grown up playing together. It used to be that putting together a team like the United States has right now would work, but it's just not that way anymore. I mean, well, and also because, like, for both of you guys, name the top 5, in your opinion, American basketball players.
LeBron James.
Not on the team.
Kevin Durant.
He is.
Steph Curry.
Not on the team.
Do I want to throw Dame in there? Anthony Davis.
Not on the team.
Hesitant to. Throwing him in there. And, great question.
So far, only one of the 4 you named is on the team.
Yeah. I totally understand. And you're talking about, out of that, none of the other guys are in the playoffs still. So they're not in the playoffs. The reason they're not doing this.
Yep. So it's just different time.
Well, you know what? I pull for Devin Booker because he's a Mississippi guy, and he pulled up in those Chevys like we do.
Awesome. He's badass. So, I love watching him play.
And so I'm pulling up, you know, so I'm always pulling for Devin Booker, most definitely. Right. He reminds me of a mixture of Ray Allen and Klay Thompson.
Ooh, that's big. That's a big comparison. Back to baseball for a second. Amish, Rob Manfred has come out with some stuff. What is he talking about?
Yeah, so he was saying that he's thinking about getting rid of the defensive shifts, which is part of the, I mean, so part of the reason that they made the pitching changes midseason that they did, where they don't allow pitchers to use certain substances, is because there was apparently not enough offense and too many strikeouts, and so they've been trying to balance that. And the other part of that is the defensive shifts, because now that the teams have all these analytics and they can do the crazy shifts, people are having a hard time getting hits. And so Rob Manfred said he was considering getting rid or like making it finding. He suggested a few different ways of going about it, but he suggested finding some kind of solution to basically get rid of defensive shifts in baseball.
Yes, because they don't want baseball to be fun for nobody but the 93-year-olds that's watching.
That's ridiculous. You played the game all your life. You play in every level. And, you know, there are certain guys that you find in Little League, and you're like, that dude hits the crap out of a ball to right field. Go, guess what? We're going to move somebody over there on that right side and try to defend him. That's part of baseball. I don't understand why you do that crap and you're trying to change it. It doesn't make any sense to me. And we keep doing that with all these stupid rules here and there. And
it's just baseball. It ain't no other sport, because we go in a huddle in football and call a defense set to stop that offense. And if that offense show us some keys before they snap the ball, we will adjust the alignment to make them do something else. Like basketball will go to zone if we can't stop you man to man. All right, well, guess what? Shifting is a form of zone, all right? They're playing zone. All right, well, tell your professional hitter to hit the ball in the soft spot.
If you can only hit to one side of the field, you're a professional athlete. This is what you've played. And you even learn growing up. They teach you how to hit to different sides of the field. If you can only hit to one side, if you can only pull and you can't hit opposite field, Oppo, that's on you. You should be able to like adjust to that, you know?
Well, like I said, this is a sport dictated by people that watch TVs with the fat back on them, and they don't want nothing to change. They want their good old sports the way they used to consume them, the way they used to watch them. And that's why right now, when it comes to popularity, soccer is skyrocketing past baseball as we speak.
Really? I've heard soccer is going to be the number one sport in America for freaking 30 years.
Right now, if you go to a soccer game and this MLS from Atlanta to the West Coast compared to a baseball game, and look at the youth in the stands and just look at the
not even the MLS. A majority of my friends, they're like, of all sports, their favorite teams are Premier League teams like Arsenal, Manchester United, you know, Manchester City. They root for like teams over across the seas. But soccer's popular.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. It's creeping up on baseball. Baseball is lagging behind because the people that are watching it are a certain age group. They're not getting a lot of new fans. And nobody's skipping school in the middle of the week going to baseball games like we used to.
NBA Finals, Milwaukee said, hold the phone. Are you guys thinking about a sweep? They came back quite nicely. Man, Giannis is a beast. He's an absolute beast. And it's fun to watch a guy who's that good and be unstoppable at his size.
I can tell you why you've been married so long. You're a good-hearted guy. You don't want to come out and say it, that Giannis is boring. Watching Giannis is boring, all right?
Why is it boring?
Because Giannis has no game out of 5 feet from the basket. He has no game. Listen to me.
Stop him.
You know why this has been a boring finals? Because the superstars are not aligned. We never see the superstars going one-on-one with each other because Giannis is a post player. CP3 is a point guard. And Booker is a shooting guard. So we're not seeing Jordan versus Clyde. We're not seeing Shaq versus Elijah Warren. We're not seeing, first of all, Chris Middleton. That's your best, that's your second best player.
Yeah, he's playing well. He's playing ball. He's playing well.
Hey, listen to me. This is the starless. If it wasn't for CP3 trying to his long quest to get a ring, this wouldn't have no storylines. It wouldn't have no storyline. Milwaukee. Are you serious? Who can't wait to have a parade in Milwaukee? Well, like, I'm literally pulling for the Suns. Besides Devin Booker from Mississippi, I'm pulling for the Suns just so Milwaukee won't have a parade. Milwaukee? No. Look, you gotta say this. The ratings are down. This is the first championship in the last 15 years that didn't have either LeBron James or Steph Curry playing him.
So what are the other teams that, like, the Milwaukee's the world supposed to do? We'll play in the regular season, but good luck to you, LA. Good luck to you, Phoenix. Good luck to you, Denver. You can't.
Yeah, we forfeit. We forfeit because don't nobody want to watch us. We're going to throw it in and we're going to forfeit. All right, then we're going to do. And, all right, let me tell you something. It'll be funner if
Brooklyn.
Giannis and Dame Dollar was on the same team.
Where's Brooklyn?
There's enough star power to get it up. There's enough star power.
There's star power, but you're right. I mean, you're right. There isn't a great deal of juice, but
Kyrie and Harden, Brooklyn, where are they at?
Yeah, where are they at?
Well, come on. The Nets only lost because of health. We know if they was healthy, we would be watching the Suns and the Nets. And I promise you, that'll be a lot better than we're watching right now.
All right. Besides low-key, are you going to watch any of the Open Championship, otherwise known in the States as the British Open?
No. What happened was Loki came out today. Last episode.
Loki came out?
It was the season finale.
Season finale, the best episode.
She broke time, of Loki. Dude. She broke time.
Oh. Kang the Conqueror out. They just released the Marvel villain for the next 15 years.
She literally Kang broke time.
Yes. And he's like four different people in time.
They kissed too, by the way.
Yeah, we just saw him as Immortus. This is oldest form. Now we finna get him as Kane. We could see him as Iron Lad. All right, we could see him as Ramatut in Egypt. All right, so now, Doctor Strange into the Madness of the Multiverse set up by today. The new Spider-Man movie into the Spider-Verse was set up today. So as a Marvel guy, I am happy. You don't need to do nothing else for me.
Me too. Whoever they picked for the actor for the leader of the timekeepers,
Kang,
he killed it. The actor killed that role. Like for one episode, he killed it.
He was on Lovecraft County. He
another
is the
show that was canceled.
Majors. He's great. All right, he's great. All right. But like they only canceled Lovecraft County because it was so expensive to make per attitude. Jonathan Majors is the actor's name.
Per attitude?
No, when they did Lovecraft County, it was very expensive per episode to film. Super expensive.
Right. I feel like I'm listening to Brain Surge when you guys talk about Loki, by the way. Sorry, I just, I was going to get my oldest son to come and pop in for this segment, but he had not seen the final episode, so I said, "Well,
so I don't want to ruin it."
No spoilers.
And when you write the description for this podcast, Amish, you got to put a spoiler alert on here.
Catch
it. Finally, you said something earlier, Fred, that caught me, and that was your analogy about Christmas. So you tell me that your Christmas tree went up on December 1st.
Thank you for bringing that up.
No, I.
You said 30 Christmas days of waiting.
Yes, it went up on Thanksgiving. No, that's what you do. That's what you do. You have Thanksgiving. The next day, that night, you start to put up the tree for Christmas.
Do you put up a real tree, right?
November 27th, 25th, 26th, somewhere in
there. That's 30 days.
And you put up a real tree, right?
No, I'm a plastic tree. I'm an environmentalist. I don't play. I'm the guy that rides people by people's house when I see a Christmas tree in the front in the garbage and calls them trash. All right? I'm that guy. You literally cut down a damn tree for 30 days. No, You need to be whooped for that. Go get a plastic tree and use it over. Wait.
Okay. Real fireplaces, though. Chopped wood. Wait.
All right. Well, guess what? We've been chopping wood since the beginning of time. I don't need you chopping it for a tree to hang stuff on. No, you using it to keep warm. That's fine. You using it to build a house. That's fine. But if you're using it for 30 days of decoration and you're going to throw it in a landfill, shame on you.
It's more like 25 days. I wait till the beginning of December, but yeah.
Are you telling me that Grandmama and them put up a fake tree when you were young?
First of all, we ain't even have a tree, all right? Hey, we lived in the ghetto of Mississippi. We ain't had no tree. You remember the smell good incense that you have, the pine tree that you hang in the car? We hung one of them from the ceiling and put presents on it, all right? It smelled good for 27 days, all right? That's what we did.
That's awesome. All right, cool. Well, Merry Christmas to everybody listening to the...
I have one last question, and I think I know the answer to it. Okay. Which one of you has not replaced the batteries on your fire alarm and your smoke detector?
Oh, you have not?
Because I've been hearing the chirping throughout the entire podcast.
Yeah. It's chirping telling me that, you know...
How do you... Really? I hate that noise. How do you survive that?
It's telling me that night is coming. That's what it's telling me.
Can you sleep through that?
Easily, I can sleep through anything.
How long has it been going on?
Wait, how long has it been going on?
I totally don't know at this point. I'm numb to it.
Fred.
Like, he heard it, I did. Y'all gotta realize, when you play sports in stadiums your whole life, with the decimal, the sound decimal to the max, the one thing you're not gonna be able to do after you finish is hear. If you notice, I can't hear nothing. That's my weakest sense. I can't hear. So, but when it comes to sleeping, then it helps me not to be able to hear anything.
Right, that's terrible. It's the worst sound when it starts chirping. And then I have to figure out, because I got three stories, I got to figure out which one it is.
That's the worst. Right?
It's the worst.
And you have to wait between.
Pull it off without breaking it. You know, got to get on the ladder and pull it off without snapping it.
And then they all have different batteries. Depending on which one it is, it's a different kind of battery.
But remember, folks who are listening to That's Your Opinion podcast, as always, make sure your batteries are up to date on your smoke detectors.
And you don't use real Christmas trees because they do set on fire and that will ignite your smoke detector to go off. Use plastic trees. They do not burn easily and you can reuse them year after year after year after year.
Apparently your July tree is burning because your smoke detector is going off right now.
That's because Duracell sold me a lie. All right. They told me it would keep on going and going and going. And I put it to the test. And evidently, that little bunny, it stops and takes breaks sometimes. All right?
We're getting close to the training camp. We'll have to figure something out for training camp. Maybe we'll do something fun. Maybe we'll go down to Richmond. You can be down in Richmond, right?
Sometime. Yeah, I'm going to be down there.
It's a great food town. Tremendous food town.
I've told Richmond apart. Man. Yes, sir. Richmond is when you realize Virginia is still the South. Right? That's when you realize, you know what? I'm not that far from home. All right, like great seafood, great fish, great soul food.
Mama
really
Jay's,
shocked.
Mama
oh, yes, sir. I always leave that place with cornbread crumbs right there on the side of my lip right there. They tell me you ate good.
I made the mistake of eating and then leaving and driving back. And I had to pull over in a rest area and take a nap because the food was that good. I thought you
would say take something totally different. Like I was feeling like what?
I thought that was gonna go a different direction too.
Yeah, I thought, what's wrong with you two?
What's wrong with you two?
You finna say you got on 95 and your bowels moved.
You had to change pants or something.
No,
that's only happened once. that's another story for another day. All right, we'll leave it right there with that disgusting thought from both of you guys. The Amish One, for Fred Smoot, I'm Chick Hernandez. This has been That's Your Opinion, brought to you by Bet Online.
Everybody had that turtle head at one point.
Good night, everybody. My God.
it scared me to death one day on the beltway.
Keep that in, Trump. Sorry, just keep that in. That's perfect. Perfect ending.